Morning has turned to afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone.
But the grind carries on.
Not just the grind physically, but the grind mentally.
The Midday Grind with Martin Kilcoyne.
Bonzo.
Charlie Marlowe.
Nice job, Charlie.
And featuring Andy Strickland.
Take it back!
It's the Midday Grind on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Martin, why don't you bring us in?
No, you go first.
No, you go.
No, you go.
Two and one.
Chuck, why don't you take it?
What is this show called, though? Because Andy was just saying, no. He just said it's not technically the Midday Grind.
No, it's not.
What is the show called?
I would like to say something officially. Strick is a big hockey guy, but he's also a baby.
Correct.
And for a hockey guy, you shouldn't be a baby. He cares about the name of the show.
No, I don't.
The clock is ticking. We got to get to it, man. We got lots to get to in a short amount of time.
Yes.
I love Strix. He's like my little brother that I never call.
Hello.
Chuck's like my little brother.
That's not true.
That's getting fat. That's different, though.
This guy. Unbelievable.
What do you mean you never call? You call.
I'm kidding. The Midday Grind / the Strix Day on 590.
Well,
Strix
it's great
Day.
To be here at the Cider House at the corner of McKnight and Manchester. Hey, come on by and see us. Will you please? Great place for lunch. They've got the slider, the lobster sliders, all different types of sliders, traditional sliders, chicken sliders, vegetarian sliders. They've got
the southern chicken people were eating last week.
Over 80 canned craft beers, the largest selection of anywhere else in St. Louis. The best patio in St. Louis, according to St. Louis Magazine. And their beers, part of that selection is Four Hands Brewing Company, a proud sponsor of what we do here on Fridays at 590 The Fan. Coming up at the 1 o'clock hour is Hockey Sense also. Carter Hutton will join me.
Great. Love Huts.
Talked to his dad last night. I like talking to parents when they're watching their kid play. I think it's very cool, the emotional attachment, the connection that they're dealing with. I talked about this last hour. And Carter Hutton's dad, he's like the stereotypical Canadian, you know?
Ontario, maybe?
Yeah.
Do we know?
Thunder Bay. But
Paul Schaefer's hometown.
Yeah. And Carter is good. And also Biz Nasty 2.0 will join me. You know who that is?
Chuck, Biz Nasty 2.0. Is that the Rusty 2.0?
Biz Nasty 2.0 on Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Biz Nasty. His last name is
Paul
Biznewski?
Bissonnette. So I'll get into something with him.
Hockeynews.org.
He's with the Arizona Coyotes now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Assistant GM.
No, he's a broadcaster.
Special assistant broadcaster to the GM.
Their GM's 28 years old.
I did hear Arizona, once again, that franchise might be going bankrupt and having all kinds of problems. Have they not had problems, like, nonstop out there?
Yeah, they need to get – the location of their building is in a horrendous spot. They need to get into downtown Phoenix, Tempe, Chandler, somewhere in that area.
And, are they out by the football?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that right, Chuck? You've been to that.
I just said yes, they are. Exactly.
Well, I know he's been to that football, and I've not been there.
No, it's right there.
The hockey arena is sort of near there.
So if they can move, I think it gives them a better chance to succeed. Based on where they are right now, it's more difficult. The team hasn't been good. They're horrendous again this year, even though they've got some promising young stars. But that's not going to do it. That's not going to sell hockey in the desert.
Looking forward to Hockey Sense. That's coming up 1 o'clock with Strix. Carter Hutton has been great.
Yes, he has.
And he doesn't play. Like 2 weeks later, forget he's on the team.
Isn't that amazing?
And Mike Yeo said, if we don't play him tonight, he said, it's going to be like 3 weeks before he gets a start.
I know. He doesn't play. But,
and they never let him play at home.
But his laser-sharp focus, honestly, is unlike almost anything I've ever seen. Like for a goaltender who doesn't play to get in there and be able to flip a switch – and he's pretty normal. Like, you can talk to him on game day. You can talk to him during the game.
Yeah, I mean, skate out on the ice.
Even when I'm sitting there with his dad yesterday during the game about to do this interview, he's, like, looking right at us. And I said, does he do this all the time during the game? Oh, yeah. He goes, he'll look up here all the time.
When he gave up a goal?
But his dad hardly gets – no. It was after that. You know, but his dad hardly gets to see him play because he never plays a home game. And it's hard to travel and get somewhere on the road not knowing in advance when he's going to play. So that was the second time his dad had seen him play at the Scott Trade Center.
Blues are 13-3-1. And what I've said a few times with Chuck and Frank, and we talked about it, it's not a fluke. because nothing weird has happened. It's not like Jake Allen's on some incredible scoreless streak or Tarasenko has 20 goals. Nothing really outrageous has happened other than maybe the defense scoring a lot of goals.
That's kind of outrageous.
What the defense
Carl Gunnarsson has 3 goals. Joel Edmondson has 5. Brent Burns, who had 29 last year, has 0.
So the blue line are scoring.
Crosby's
maybe
minus 12.
So what I was saying is if you look at how
it's
they've done it.
It's been a really odd year.
Can they maintain it is my question. And mm-hmm. I guess that would be the only thing where you'd say that's not likely to continue.
I don't see any great teams in the Western Conference. None. Chicago hasn't been very good. L.A. has gotten back to playing at a high level. We saw them. St. Louis beat the Kings. I think they're certainly going to be a team to deal with later in the season, but they're not great. Edmonton was supposed to be that team to take the next step. They've been average. They've been winning games now in overtime, so they haven't lived up to the expectations. I don't know. There's just no great teams in the Western Conference. The Blues are playing better than anybody else in the West right now. And as long as they can continue to do that, it's going to have people believing that they're a serious contender. They've got a goal. Listen, goaltending, like I said last hour, is like quarterback play in the NFL. It's like starting pitching in baseball. If you have it, you have a chance. They have it. Both guys are playing very well, as we know. Alex Pietrangelo, if the season ended today, I mean, which it doesn't, is there a defenseman in the league playing better than him? He leads all defensemen in goals. I think he's tied with Shattenkirk for the most points among defensemen. I mean, Joel Edmondson has 5 goals. I mean, they're getting a bunch of production from the back end. Jaden Schwartz is one of the top 3 players in the league up to this point. Tarasenko's a superstar. I mean, they've got a lot of the ingredients and components you need to win.
So tell me what I was missing with Pietrangelo, who we knew was a great player, mm-hmm. logs tons of ice time, good defenseman. I never thought of him as a scorer. Was it just the fact that Shattenkirk got all those opportunities? Is it Mike Yeo opening up the game for him? Because I didn't know that he had this in his skill set.
Yeah, I think it's opportunity, and I think it's also things are just really going his way right now. I still don't look at Pietrangelo as an elite-level offensive defenseman. I look at him as an elite two-way defenseman, elite defender, and certainly one of the best defensemen in the game. I think he's always been that. You know, he was a second-team All-NHL player a few years back, fourth overall draft pick. No one's shocked that he's a very good player, but to expect him to routinely lead the league among defensemen in scoring. I mean, I'll be interested to see where he's at when the season is over. But, again, some other defensemen are having down years from a production standpoint, and he's having a career year from a production standpoint. So, again, this is one of those years where everything is kind of going at the same time for the Blues here at the start.
Anything to Alex Pietrangelo needing a year to kind of ease into the captaincy? Is that overwhelming
no,
at
that's
all?
A great point.
Chuck,
even though
point.
You have a green sweatshirt on, that's a hell of a point right there. I like
Can
your
you
sweatshirt.
Not have a great point with a green
no,
sweatshirt?
No, I like that sweatshirt. And he's got a green bag to match. You have a green bag that matches your sweatshirt.
Listen, Patagonia.
Yeah, I like that.
Every time this guy walks in one of our local bars, he's got $1,000 worth of clothing
that
on.
That is not true.
And he doesn't eat food.
That's not true. Well, all my food money goes to clothes, is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Come on now.
I think Strick's coat today, though, the Patagonia, can also double as a sleeping bag.
Yes. Yeah, it can.
Chuck's wearing kind of a Notre Dame green
Oh, I'm
sweatshirt.
All about Notre Dame, by the way, this weekend.
I'm not.
I hope they beat Miami. But,
no.
But, you know, Pietrangelo, let me tell you this. For him to produce offense, his game doesn't have to change. Like, he doesn't change his game. You know, he still thinks defense first. He still plays at an extremely high level defensively. And his offense just comes with opportunity. He's taken advantage of it. That was a hell of a shot last night on his goal. But he's not cheating. I don't think he's looking to do things out of the ordinary in an effort to generate more offense for himself. So that's a real positive.
Can I also say this, though? I think we do this.
Oh, and yes.
Now, hold on.
He has eased. I think last year, that's a tough transition.
To be the captain.
Being the captain, I think he's way more comfortable this year. Good question.
Thank you, sir. I think sometimes, though, we do this in all sports mm-hmm. at the start of the season. Because it's so easy to take, all right, a 17-game sample size, you multiply it to get to the full season, you say this person will have 35 goals, this person will have 72 home runs, this team is going to win 60 games, and then every team has that 3 or 4 game losing streak, mm-hmm. all these players will have the 8 or 9 game, you know, goalless streak, and all of a sudden the stats and numbers kind of equalize.
Yeah.
So right now you look at Pietrangelo, you say, what, 33 goals? But there probably will be the 6 or 7 game stretch, and maybe he finishes with 22 goals, which is still really good.
That'd be a hell of a year for a defenseman.
That's what I'm saying.
If he finishes with 22 goals.
But he's got 7 through what? 17 games?
15, 16 games, yeah.
One of our great sponsors is Offenburg Hyundai.
Is that how you just quit the conversation, just get right into it?
We've got some sponsors we want to take care of.
All right, take
we
care
got a lot
of those.
To get to.
Take care of those.
Matt Offenburg texting me. He was at the game last night, loving it, loving the Blues. Matt Offenburg, great Blues supporter.
He didn't come down to Sub-Zero last night, Matt Offenburg.
No? I think he was up in the stands, like Vladimir Tarasenko pictures me.
The theater seats?
I don't know if I got to text him. I'm not sure.
He sits in the theater box seats.
He made some available to me, and I couldn't go to the game. Can you imagine that?
Really?
So we send a 6-year-old and a 10-year-old to the area where you can
by
drink
himself.
It. Well, no, with the cousins, Canadian cousins.
Yeah, you got to love having Canadian cousins.
But they could eat and drink. I don't know what that means.
Seriously.
What's
no
wrong
follow-up.
With you?
No follow-up.
What is wrong with this guy?
I used to when I was a
God.
Kid.
Frank, how do you do it every
hey,
Friday?
Hey, true story. When I was a kid, a buddy of mine, we would, my brother would drop us off at the old arena. Like, drop us off. One time, we didn't have a ride home. And we met this couple who was sitting next to us. I was, like, in junior high.
Orlando Cepeda.
You would never do this today in 2017.
You would have had your own phone.
I know. And so the couple sitting next to us, like, the guy was like, we were like, we don't have a ride home. And he was like, oh, I'll take you. And the guy took us home.
That's a little weird.
With his, like, girlfriend. He was probably, like,
hey, guys, it's David Frost.
It was Frost, by the way. I didn't tell you that.
Was it Kevin Spacey?
No.
Oh, God.
Too soon?
Too soon for that one.
So Matt Offenburg was at the game last night, but right now he's at his desk. Offenburg Hyundai. It's O'Fallon, Illinois. Greenmount Road is the exit off Highway 64. Short ride to a great deal. And I know how it is in St. Louis. We're all the same. Chuck's now. He's one of us. Lives in Glendale. Can't leave the bubble. People are like, oh, God, I got to go to O'Fallon, Illinois. It's not that far. And you're buying a new car. Make sure you get it from the right dealer. They continue to lead in customer satisfaction. OffenbergHyundai.com is their website. And, again, in person, O'Fallon, Illinois, about 10 minutes from downtown St. Louis. Every type of vehicle you're looking for, whether it's a premium sedan like the Genesis, maybe an SUV, want a little bit of luxury, want to scale back a little bit, they've got you covered at Offenburg Hyundai. Mm. All right, you talk some Mizzou basketball with Frank.
Yeah, you heard me. I can break that down. Did you notice?
You love Mizzou hoops.
Yeah.
You always have.
Thank you.
I will say that.
Thank you.
And I don't want to do this as a rule, right, because in football we always go through the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I was just trying to think, what's realistic?
This guy, remember when he criticized us for going through the football schedule?
I know, Charlie goes through like
such,
48 okay. games.
It was such bad content.
Wait a minute.
Now we're leading with
it. I wasn't, you know, sometimes I just hear every third or fourth word you say, are we really going through the schedule?
So what
That's
do you,
what we're going to do here?
So in the SEC, they're going to play 18 games. What's realistic? Let's say like 11-7. Is that realistic?
I think that's fair.
12-6, right?
How many games? 18?
Yes.
I'm going to say 13-5.
Okay, good.
Ooh.
So then you've got 11 non-conference games. Starts tonight, by the way, against Iowa State. Sold-out Mizzou Arena.
Is Marcus Fizer playing for Iowa State?
Very.
He was damn good. Who was the point guard who went and played for the Bulls?
Hornacek?
No, the point guard.
Oh, with Fizer.
No, with Fizer.
Oh,
not the coach
man.
Of the Bulls.
Not Barry Stevens.
I know who you're talking
who
about.
Guys?
He was good, man.
A Kirk Heinrich-type player, meaning white?
No, he was not at all. This is completely
with,
different.
With Fizer?
Yeah. This guy was unreal. Point guard had
Randy Rutherford?
Had
that was Oklahoma
some
State.
Of the best
Jeff Greer.
Ball handling skills you've ever seen from a point guard.
Google can probably
like,
solve
like
this.
New York City playground skills.
Solomon, do you know this? If not, you're fired.
Jay Williams? No, because he didn't go to Iowa State.
Well, maybe
he went to Duke. But nice try, Solomon. I appreciate the effort.
Boy, Sally is there to
no,
correct
and
most
Solomon,
of our mistakes.
He'll come up with it. He always had tape around his wrists.
I'm going to look this up. May I just say, with Mizzou basketball.
What would you
I
like
think,
to say?
Gardner?
A point guard?
Yeah.
Tinsley?
Thank you, Marcus Tinsley.
Marcus Tinsley.
Jamal Tinsley. Thank you.
I just think with college basketball, though, it's so difficult, especially in conference, to win on the road. You see some of these teams, they'll win all their home games versus certain teams. They'll lose the road games.
Mm-hmm.
And then also with a team that's so predominantly freshman, you could see Mizzou having trouble winning on the road. I think what Martin's, 10-8, 11-7.
So, right, I'm not breaking down the schedule. What I'm saying is a ballpark number.
You kind of were.
No, so they play 11 non-conference games.
Yes.
Like, they might lose to Iowa State tonight, but Iowa State graduated everybody, so they should win tonight. They should.
Let me just tell you this.
They should beat Illinois. So you're looking at about a 21-8 kind of season, which is unbelievable from where they were.
A flip of last year. When
correct.
They were 8-23. You could see them flip it and be around 22, 23, and 8.
I want this show to be like First Take.
Okay.
Okay. Like, I'm
like
bit,
crazy hot takes?
Just like, oh, yeah. They're hilarious. I mean, they really are.
Do you and Tuna?
Who is on crack?
Do you and Tuna? Seriously, do you guys maybe puff a little bit before Frank's show, and then we get you a little while later, and it's really set in?
No.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Are you happier during this show where it's an hour, we just shoot the breeze, and then we leave, and it's real hardcore hockey, but you're kind of by yourself. You got Gardner.
I know.
Sometimes the guests don't call in at the right time.
Yeah. I
do
love
you wish,
that.
Do you wish we were still around?
That's my favorite part.
You like that?
Yeah, he's like, okay, so we're back here, and Mike Yeo's going to call, and also the beat writer for the Buffalo Sabres.
No,
but in the meantime, let's talk canned beer.
No, last week it was Ray Shiro, the GM of the Devils, who was like maybe a minute or two behind.
It happens. It
you
happens.
Know, like sometimes
Strix doesn't need us until he needs us.
You know, I don't like it when the guest wants to call you. I always say, hey, we'll call you. You know, but like when they want to call you, you're hoping they call on time.
I told Frank in the old days, and he knows from Sports Plus, we would have a limo deal for our Sunday night show. And I had a news director who hated it. Mm. But I said, it's the only way you guarantee that they show up. Because the limo driver would call, hey, we're at this house out here in Creve Coeur. We're in this Lake St. Louis. They're not answering the door. What do you want me to do? And I'm like, keep pounding on that
so,
door.
So Sports Plus, they used to give you a couple shirts and whatever. But, you know, when I had Blues Buzz back at Johnny Mac's, we had a limo go pick up the players as well. We had a limo service.
Bert was sharpening skates.
Frank was telling me, you know, because I'm looking for a car for my wife right now. I may have settled in on one. She needs a third-row car.
Always shopping for a car, this
well,
guy.
She won't drive a minivan, okay? So Frank,
I get that.
Frank told me he had a minivan back in the day, and he used to pick up guests in his minivan from like their hotel. And he always said he was so embarrassed. You know, these minivans nowadays, I'll tell you this, these are great cars. We rented one a few years ago, and they're always at their best when you get to give them back, you know. But we rented one, drove it to Colorado, and I love the minivan. But she won't drive one, you know. So I don't know if there's any minivan drivers out there. You want to sell me your. Not literally sell me your minivan, but sell me why I should get
idea.
A minivan. I feel free to go ahead and give us a call. What's the number?
855-282-8255.
I want you to call. Sell me why I should get a minivan and which kind.
I'm in on this because we're going to have a child here in January. Yeah, I'm just wondering. Nowadays, you look at some of these SUVs, they seem to have the same qualities of a minivan in terms of space and seating, yet they're cooler and a little more fashionable, which you love. Because you're a Patagonia and Lululemon guy.
Well, you know, I went and test drove a couple cars this past week. You know, everybody sells everything, you know, but no matter what, they all cost about the same amount of money nowadays. I mean, the affordable cars you look at as like an affordable model, or brand name, I'm not going to mention any. Now they all come with everything, and they basically cost the same amount as everything else, you know, so... I don't know. A minivan really isn't even less expensive nowadays.
Friend of the show, Jim Mayer, wants to know when you're handing out reactor watches. Remember they had those wooden ones for a while?
Chris Duncan.
I had wood watches, too.
Hey, man, I get a watch and a jackaroo.
I ain't going to crush a man so it doesn't look at my wrist and see what time it is. Hey, listen.
I think that was the actual spot.
No, Chris Duncan had a reactor watch. Albert Pujols had one. A number of guys. That was a great.
Are they still around?
Great advertising campaign. You know, they're around in, like, California. They're not around here.
Okay. It didn't take?
No, but the wood watch was pretty good for a little while. I think they're still making Jord. It's a silent J, J-O-R-D, Swedish, so that you can still get your Jord watch. But, yeah, I need a new watch company to start doing some advertising with. I should bring a watch back.
You know, bring it back.
Used to give players a free watch for coming on the show. Now they get a gift card to Paul Mano's.
Bring it back. Hey, we're live today.
And at the Slider House.
At the Slider House. Here until 2 o'clock. Hockey Sense coming up at 1 o'clock. Let's talk a little CBC soccer. My guy, Coach Mickler, on the line.
Legendary program,
this
by the
is
way.
Correct. Thank you, Andy, for paying attention.
Thank
21st
you.
State semifinal appearance is later today, 4 o'clock, Soccer Park, against Kansas City Rockers. My former teacher taught me health back in the day, Chuck. Think about that. Coach Mickler's with us. Coach, how are you today?
Hey, Martin, I'm good. Congratulations on your recent weight loss I saw last night on your newscast.
Yo, Charlie doesn't want to hear about it.
You sure you applied all the principles I taught you in health class that year.
See, I had a class called Health, taught by Terry Mickler, the legendary soccer coach. Does it ever get old when we're talking about playing in a state semifinal?
Absolutely not. I do it every year, man.
And the defending state champs playing Rockers, whom you beat last year in the state championship. However, they beat you guys like about a month ago, correct?
They sure did. They did. But, you know, it's a lot of drama and a lot of hype. But when it comes down to it, it's two groups of kids playing the same game they played all year. So there's more at stake at the end of the game, but during the game, it's still the same old game.
Now, you advanced the other day. You beat Howell Central 1-0, and it's Nick Dempster, your captain. How tight was that game?
It was every bit as tight as I thought it was going to be. I mean, my experience told me going into it, get ready for a tough one, and it was. Full credit to both teams. They both came to play. Central had all their hair dyed blonde. I knew they were ready to play. I told our guys, we beat them earlier in the year in a 4-3 game, which was really close, obviously, to be ready for a big game, and it was, and we were up for it, and we got the result.
Well, what a huge day for the school. State semifinal in soccer at 4 o'clock, and then tonight's state semifinal in football at Eureka. How are you going to manage? Are you going to get kids to both games, Terry?
Yeah, they did, Martin. They got a bus deal. Dress down day at school, so I'm sure it's wild there today right now. I'm off today. And they dressed down day. They got the deal for a bus, T-shirt, admission, probably a pizza. Then they go through the soccer park to Eureka. So it's a big, long night for the boys.
And for you, Terry, what year is this coaching?
47.
Wow.
27th year. And the school has the 10
4-7.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute. 27 doesn't even add up for my years. They're 4-7. How many of the 10 state championships were with you on the sideline?
Well, there's 9 and 8. I have 8. Bob Horgan has 1. CBC has 9.
Oh, I added one. Maybe I was just a little foreshadowing. Not to jinx things,
yeah,
Coach.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I believe STL Today had it listed as the 10-time state champions. Maybe they know something we don't. Terry Mickler with us.
Yeah.
CBC taking on Rockers 4 o'clock later today at Soccer Park. State semifinals. Do you know in the summer when you get your kids together, and you knew you were good, obviously coming off a title year, but do you know right away, hey, this team's good enough to win it all?
Well, there's a yes and a no answer there. They could be good enough, but then it takes a lot more during the course of the year. For me, two biggest things are chemistry and luck. You know, you got to really be together as a group, and then you got to get your bounces when you need to get them. And we struggled at times this year to get it together. But I tell you what, right now we're on a roll. We're playing pretty good stuff right now. So chemistry for me was really, really important. You know, talent's good. Talent alone doesn't win it. You got to be together.
Coach, best of luck this afternoon, and I'll come see you soon.
Hey, thanks, Martin, and continued success on your downward spiral with your weight loss.
I've been in a downward spiral for a while. Now at least it's associated with weight loss. Thanks, Terry Mickler. Long time CBC soccer coach, his 47th year there at my alma mater. Yeah, he was my health teacher. Would have been back in like 82, 83, years and years ago. But they are going for this weekend a 10th state title.
On that note, because you have this great downward spiral of health, yeah. You lost 15 pounds, 16 pounds. I'm very proud of you,
by
the way.
Is that what you've lost?
Dave Murray seemed
that's
disappointed.
Really
he's like, well, that's a start.
I'm proud of you.
No, I am proud of you, but I'm wondering, though, are you going to continue?
How much have you lost?
I'm about the same.
He went up a pound.
You've lost 16 pounds.
No, he went up
1 pound.
I'm about the same as I was
when I started. Gained weight during a 30-day challenge.
Yeah. First of all, yesterday I was up a pound. This morning, because, you know, you wake up in the morning.
Yeah, you weigh less in the morning.
I was about 3 pounds lighter. However, Martin won. Listen, I'm not being a sore loser. I did work out about 15 times over the course of 30 days. So I am in a better spot, and I think our guy from Gold's Gym just called me and left a voicemail about actually getting measured for the body fat, which was supposed to be the actual
challenge. We're still going to get those numbers.
You know, it's
like I think they're though we've only 90% of the precincts have reported we're getting some of the late California votes. By Monday, we may have body fat.
There are ways to lose like 15 pounds in a day.
In a day?
Yeah, like a lot of
it's a lap band.
A lot of the MMA fighters that I know.
I know, I think.
But
Tyron Woodley used to have a gym right over here.
Yeah, that's my guy, by the way.
Sure.
Tyron. It's not Tyron, it's Tyron.
Is it?
Yeah, Tyron. And, yeah, so I know him. So actually, I know two. But they lose. They drink, like, water, like, all day long. Like a ton of water. Or maybe they don't drink water. I forgot exactly how they do it. I'll figure this out for you.
No, you won't.
They can lose anywhere from 8 to, say, 20 pounds in a 24-hour period.
Okay, Chuck. Next time you need advice, you go to Strick. I went to Chuck Tuna.
So, we're talking dropping weight here?
Okay.
No, yeah. I've heard the same thing. We've talked with Ryan Coyne about this. I had my headphones off. But, yeah, MMA, boxers, you can lose and gain 20 pounds right after the weigh-in, and then you're fighting the next day, 18, 19, 20 pounds heavier.
Yeah, see?
That's what I just said.
You know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about Bertarelli.
How about Bertarelli?
They love Chuck. Bertarelli Cutlery. They love Frank, and they love
Chuck.
They
love everybody.
They're on the hill.
Because they're great. In 1967, Felice Bertarelli started Bertarelli Cutlery in his garage with his four sons. For the last 50 years, his family business has been dedicated to providing the finest service possible, whether it be knife sharpening for the commercial or residential kitchen, food prep, equipment repair, or offering quality paper products such as register tape, to-go boxes, and hygienic gloves. While they have grown over the last 50 years, they still offer the same face-to-face service that has been their trademark for three generations. Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill at 1927 Marconi or on the web at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Can I ask a question?
Yes. Always.
He was selling knives out of his garage?
Back in the day.
Yes, with his four sons back in 1967. Felice Bertarelli.
And it may be that he stored them there, then he would get in his car and knock on doors.
Them?
He stored them.
Yeah.
But I'm saying
them.
It's not like he had a sign on the garage. Did I say stoyed?
Kind of. Yeah, you did. So he. Okay.
This guy. Okay, hold on. Earlier, he's breaking down Drew Locke.
True Lock.
Blaine Gabbert. I'm like, Frank, who do you have on today? Gil freaking Brandt or Andy Strickland, former Parkway North backup?
No, starter.
Backup what?
Wide receiver and cornerback.
Slot receiver?
I could handle both sides of the ball. And I played for the Bonham Blue Devils back in the day. 10 heavy. We didn't have a light. So the 10 heavy Bonham Blue Devils.
What does that mean, 10 heavy?
Well, when you play in the JFL, you play light or heavy.
Meaning
based
weight
on
limits?
Your weight, but we didn't have a light, so everyone just played 10 heavy. But we played in the 10 heavy division, and the Bonham Blue Devils, we were legit back in the day, man, absolutely. I think we had a couple players that played varsity.
Wow.
Whoa. Take it back.
Take that back.
I'll tell you what, the Slider House is hopping today. This is a great spot. Strix is going to be here until 2 o'clock, Hockey Sense.
Yeah.
Coming up, you're going to talk it over with Carter Hutton. Charlie, they call him Huts.
Huts. We picked up some Slider House Saturday for some takeout.
Get out of
here.
I was showing you that
picture earlier.
No, you didn't.
It was fantastic. Yes, I did. Your memory is not very good.
You did not show me a picture.
I stuck my
today.
Phone out and showed you a picture of
it.
A couple sliders and some great Parmesan fries.
Oh, my God. Are they
Slider
not amazing?
House. My wife got a couple sliders. She got the sweet potato fries.
Weren't you supposed to be losing weight last
See,
weekend?
See, look, man. I
support the sponsors.
I support the sponsors.
No wonder you gain weight. You haven't lost it. Although the sweet potato fries here are
really good.
Learn how to lose weight.
They're like 99% fat free or something. But do you know that? I'm glad you said potato. Like the whole potato.
Nobody says potato.
They do. And they
Who
say
does?
They say sun. Ice
people
cream,
in the South.
Cream,
Mike Alden.
Ice cream sunda.
Like Roy Moore.
People say ice cream sunda. Like, I don't understand how you just think you can just change the way words are pronounced.
Some people say Sunday.
And be okay with it.
The Sunday paper.
Sunday. They do.
Fire.
My girlfriend says Sunda.
Right, tell her to stop.
Just
and
stop.
I don't know where that came from.
Tell her to stop. That is not allowed, and it is uncalled for. Sunda. Who are you texting away over there?
I'm working on stuff. What are you working on?
Oh, big guest.
Hey, you're doing a show right now. I want your focus. Need your focus.
It's your show.
Yeah.
Or it's your show. Chuck, it's your show. You know what? Because I'm taking ownership today. I'm taking it back.
Hey, Mr. Weight Loss.
It's right.
No, Jover's Jokes of the Week are back.
Mr. Fitness.
Every couple of weeks. Last week, a lot of people were upset.
Can't wait. Who said that? A football player?
Bart Scott.
Yeah. No, because Frank believes Drew Locke is like, you know, he's going to be this, you know, great, you know, NFL quarterback.
I don't think he said that.
Okay.
I think he feels he's
back.
No, but I think Frank sees him as a legit NFL prospect. Which
that,
I think
what
he
does
is.
That mean?
Well, he could be drafted in the third round or whatever.
You I think mean, he'll be a third round pick.
I honestly think he could be higher. And I'm only saying this. Yes, next year. How many times have you seen a quarterback who has all the measurables and they have one or two really good seasons in college, and all of a sudden they're a first-round pick, a late first-round pick? Look at the kid.
Trubisky
Mitchell Trubisky was a backup for two or three years in North Carolina. Started 1 year, and what was he, the number two overall pick? All I'm saying is if you have a quarterback at the combine who's, what is he, 6'4", 6'5", has a loose arm, can throw the hell out of the ball, all of a sudden that dude rises up draft boards.
Show him that video, that film of Idaho.
But that happens every year, though.
UConn.
He did play
Missouri
well
State,
against Georgia, which people are
North,
pointing
I think,
out.
In the first week.
He's played much better the last four or five games.
I think he has NFL
he really
potential,
has.
Who
that's
have they
all.
He played in the last four or five
He played
games?
Really well against Georgia, even though they got smoked.
Can we just talk basketball about losing?
I have the name for the show.
What's that?
This is the over. This is Slop Overtime.
I like that.
Slop Overtime. Because Frank, Tuna, Strick, it's Slop. It's a slop overtime.
I like that.
Let's take a quick break. Maybe let's talk about that smart pack. Oh, this is it. Today's the last day of the smart pack. Did you know this?
Final day.
Last day
for the smart pack.
How to act slow motion for me.
Martin always explains it very clearly. What you do is you go to InsideSTL.com.
And that's enough.
You click on the 590 The Fan smart pack banner. Okay. Click on the select all 20 button.
Click on
at the top of the page.
Big Al's head and...
Click on the continue to check out button at the bottom of the page. Basically, just go to InsideSTL.com, click on the banner, you'll figure it out. You get $200 worth of coupons. It only costs $20. Strick, we're talking places like the Post Sports Bar,
Love
Hot
it.
Shots, Dirty Dogs, Evolve Personal Fitness. Martin can go lose even more weight. Twin Peaks, Maggie O'Brien's, Joe Bacardi's, Friendly's, and many others. It's the 590 The Fan Smart Pack. And it ends today. Mm. Think about a great holiday gift, Christmas gift.
Oh, I have one for you, by the way.
No, the 590 The Fan Smart Pack. That's what I'm saying.
No, I'd get that, too. Do you need Christmas lights on your house?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I got a guy for you.
I got a guy.
Jerry.
Do I have to be a truck driver to
get
it?
I'll get you all that information here.
I got just a guy named Jerry.
No, he's
going to
really
come
good.
By and put up lights.
He does Gretzky's house.
Yeah. Does whose house?
Gretzky's.
Name dropper.
Yeah. Name dropper.
Yeah.
Before the show. Andy goes, I don't want a name drop. I'm like, here it comes.
Random
but Holly
question.
And I, here we go.
Random question. I know we're trying to break, but a truck driver question.
Yeah.
I was driving to Peoria for our story with Larry King.
Love that
on
story.
Tuesday.
Only on Fox 2.
Only on Fox 2 exclusive.
Larry King. This is
Larry
recent,
King.
This is recent?
Yes, was donating $1 million to Bradley.
Was Graham Bissen?
He was not there.
Cooper City, Florida. Hello.
But here's my point. We stop at a truck stop, right?
Yeah.
To get some gas and to get some snacks. I go in there. You have the bathroom.
Was the place called Gas and Snacks?
You have the restroom for men with showers, obviously for the
Ew.
Truckers to take showers.
And for Kevin Spacey.
And for Kevin Spacey. Then you have the restroom for women, no showers. They're assuming there are no female truck drivers.
Good question.
What's up with that?
What's up with that, Strick?
Strick.
Who are you texting,
well,
Mr. Trucker? Who are you calling?
I'll
you
tell
emailing?
You this right now at MTC Truck Driver Training, where if you don't like your job, you should quit and become a trucker. BeATrucker.com, where we get your weekends free, and obviously it comes with full benefit packages. You'll never miss little Johnny or Susie's T-ball game again because you're home for the weekend.
Hey, Susie's playing T-ball. That's good. That's progress.
You can be a female trucker there. I can promise you that. And you can train to be a trucker. Hogan Trucking, one of the top trucking companies
but where do you
in
shower?
America.
Where do the women shower?
They'll
That's
hire you, and they'll pay for your truck driver training, and then you have a job waiting for you, and you will shower.
So you would name the how cute was you will shower. I think.
Oh, man. I don't know why that was so funny, but it was.
I drive by Hogan every day.
You will shower. I will force you to shower.
Yeah, now it does sound like Spacey, not to make light of the situation.
Oh.
Okay, I think we should take a break.
Great show.
It's not the midday grind.
What's
seriously, this is not.
The shower hour.
I'm going to have your information here shortly.
This is the Andy Strickland show.
Getting
He's got a guy named Jerry. He's got
Jerry
people.
Will do your lights.
You
this,
will
shower. Is this a library? You're just going to give out
and
Jerry's number?
It's amazing.
I tweeted out my log guy.
He does Gretzky's house.
I saw that. What is going on?
It
was a 573 number. Is that Columbia?
No, I think he's out of like Perryville. He does a great job. All Listen right. to this show. Bob Brown. This
Browning.
Is the thing. Delivers the wood that you need for the entire winter.
By the way.
What happened?
Delivers the wood.
I knew there'd be a lot of jokes like that. You know, we're going to take a break.
All right.
We're going to get kicked out, even though they're a sponsor. It's not the midday grind on 590 The Fan.
No.